done this show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
Taylor Swift.
This woman's woke, man.
Her boyfriend's woke too.
Woke too, him and them damn Pfizer commercials.
What did Aaron Rodgers call her boyfriend? Mr. Pfizer. Dude, her boyfriend did a commercial talking about getting a flu shot and a booster shot. The vid shot and the flu shot together.
You did?
I mean, you get those two together, you asking for trouble. Anyway, Taylor Swift came out and said some woke garbage.
So it's always about these feminists. She's a feminist. Man versus woman.
Yeah.
That's what it comes off as, you know.
Yeah.
It's us against the world, against the patriarchy. You know, these men are ruining our lives. They control our destiny. No, I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong woman.
Let's go to the video.
Different vocabulary for men and women in the music industry, right?
Give me an example.
Okay. A man does something, it's strategic. A woman does the same thing, it's calculated. A man is allowed to react. A woman can only overreact.
I think you overreacting again. Wish I could find more of this interview, but that was some.
No, I don't need to see the rest. If it's anything like this, I don't need to see it. Just stupid woke garbage.
What'd she say?
You see that woman's face? You see that interview? She's like, well, what the hell are you talking about? I've been in the entertainment business.
Man, what did she say? You know when you hear something the first time, it's like,
yeah,
it don't register. Like, what? Let me look at it one more time.
Watch her face.
Different vocabulary for men and women in the music industry, right?
Give me an example.
Okay. A man does something, it's strategic. A woman does the same thing, it's calculated. A man is allowed to react. A woman can only overreact.
Well, you just proved that premise.
You definitely overreacted.
You a bad look for women.
She looks like AI. Don't that video like AI?
Yeah, bitch looks perfect.
like a damn Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Look at her. Pull it back up. Look at that. Mr. Pfizer having fun with that.
I can't wait till these AI and these computers come out. I'm going to be the first one I order. I want the Taylor Swift edition. Yep, I want that AI-looking woman, boy. She look like AI, man. You know what makes her look like AI? Pull up the picture again.
What?
Her face is symmetrical. Her left eye is the same as her right. Her nose is the same as on her left side of her nose.
Where's her characteristics? She's got, like, blue eyes.
Her face, if you was to take a machete and chop her right down the center of her face, both sides would be the same. Like, if you look at my face, right? Pull up my face on camera. See, look at my face. That shit ain't symmetrical. My forehead is big on one side. Then one of my eyes is up higher than the other. Then my nose is like this. And then my lips is like slant like this. Look at Keith. Let me look at Keith. Look at the camera, Keith. Look at the camera. You look all kinds of crazy. Man, you definitely look real. But her, man, she like a porcelain doll.
Yeah, what'd she say? When men do something, it's called being strategic. When women does it,
it's called being calculated.
Yeah.
She's talking in circles. Bunch of hypotheticals.
Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you call it?
It's all anecdotal, man. Just woke garbage. Just spewing poison to women, man.
Being strategic is being calculating.
What?
It's just being strategic. Is another way to say you're being calculating.
Yeah, you
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just one word has like a negative connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
One does it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's trying to spin it that whatever women do is negative, whatever men do is positive.
And she's trying to paint like women just have it rough in this country.
Yeah.
You know what women got it rough at? Go to Iran. Go to one of those Muslim countries where they got to dress up in you can only see the eyes?
No, they're living their best life over there. What are you talking about?
What?
So you putting aura of stigma on the Muslim faith. They them people fine, man. Them women want to dress like that. Them women want to be beaten.
No, a lot of them don't want to.
Them women want to be beaten, mistreated. Let them do it.
What are you talking about?
Man, we shouldn't even put this in the video.
Man, shut up. Well, you took it there.
No, you took it there.
I just said.
You saying just because a woman's Muslim, she wearing all them damn curtains, she's being oppressed. That's not the case. They want to wear them damn curtains.
You know why they wearing them? Because men blame the woman. So if a man, so out in those countries, if a man cheats on his wife,
yeah,
and it's because it's the woman's fault. That's why they have her dress up.
It is the woman's fault.
No, it's
because if she was ugly, she wouldn't cheat. So if you're attractive, you need to put them blankets on, because you're gonna cause men to cheat. It is the woman's fault because they open their legs.
No,
they let it happen. It's most definitely their fault.
No, how about self-control? How about the man have some self-control?
No, you can't. I can't control myself if I see a beautiful woman. It's her fault that I'm attracted.
But you don't act on it, Kevin.
Yeah, I do. Every time I get a chance. Muslims got it all figured out. They keep their women in check. Look at our women. Look at Taylor Swift. Look what she doing. Look at the Muslim faith. Look what they doing. Taking care of that man. You know? Look, she just talking trash about us. Look at the Muslim woman and look at the American white woman. Totally two different people. You got their priorities messed up.
Well, I believe in freedom.
I believe in freedom, too.
Don't believe it all, the curtains.
Yeah, but our freedom is starting to hurt us. You know that, right?
We're going to start there. We're going to start the Conservative Communist Party. Where the, you only get freedom if you're conservative.
Yeah, man. You know what? Our freedom is our biggest weakness right now, because people are abusing our freedom.
It's only a weakness.
Shut up and let me finish. People are taking our freedoms and they're abusing it.
Now, the reason why right now in our country freedom is a double-edged sword, because you have a lot of stupid people in this country.
Yeah, and she's one of them.
She's dumb, man.
Beautiful, man. Great singer, man. Beautiful girl. But, boy, when she gets to thinking, boy, she is stupid. That's a damn good show. Hey, did we offend Muslims or anybody?
No.
I don't think so.
Hey, we got a new giveaway going. We give away a Ford F-350 and $10,000 in cash. The end of the win. Go to officialhogstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically. End of the win. Yeah.